Tigers, we've talked about it, although you wouldn't know it this series.
No, you wouldn't.
They're the worst team in baseball offensively since the 1971 San Diego Padres, averaging 3 runs a game. They don't hit for power. The 1-0. Swung on. That's hammered to deep right center field. On the run and not able to grab it as Kwan. That ball hits the track. Caroms into the corner. Grossman around second, on his way to third with an RBI triple as Baez scores from first. Can't barely get the words out of your mouth, and Grossman has his first triple of the year into that right center field corner. And the Tigers lead it 6-2.
All right, time to talk Guardians baseball with Jim Rosenhaus. It's brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorain, Route 58 in Amherst, or North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, as well as Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Unless, Rosie, you want to talk about Baker Mayfield, maybe we could just switch topics on that.
Is that a topic of conversation today?
Well, you know, let's just put it this way: the Baker's above the fold, and the Tigers and the Guardians, and what happened after this four is kind of like, I mean, it didn't get to page 3, but it's like near the bottom at that point. I think.
He made the broadcast yesterday. We talked about him for about a half inning. Oh my goodness! For someone who. Isn't it amazing they had all those years where they struggled so mightily and he led them to a playoff run and, right. And this is what happens in the end.
Yep.
Poor guy.
Everybody, yeah, and you're just thinking, wasn't this a number one pick and that type of a thing? But that's the way football sometimes works, is what have you done for us lately as well.
Well, Bruce, I want to get to that. What have you done for me lately? So, Jim, let's talk about Shane Bieber for a moment. My only concern here is his strikeouts are way down from where he was a year ago based on the same innings pitched. Is something going on?
Well, look, I think it's fair to say he's a different pitcher. These days you measure, you have all the measurements of velocity and pitch shapes and all that kind of stuff, and it is different from even last year before the injury and then certainly 2 years ago when he won the Cy Young. His velocity is down significantly. I think it's a combination of things. Obviously, that was a great year for him, but, I wonder, he's not hurt now. I think that's really important to get out there. But he was hurt for a significant time a year ago, and so it may just be taking a little while to come back. I think he can, increase his velocity at some point, but when you say, hey, the strikeouts are down, I think that's where that comes from. He still has the good breaking stuff, but he's had to go to it a lot more than he used to. His percentage of sliders and curveballs is up compared to what it was a couple of years ago. So I think that, it all plays into, he did not have a good day yesterday, but coming into play yesterday, his ERA was low 3s, which is really good. The strikeouts haven't been as good, and so he's not going to be as dominant consistently. So, yeah, I mean, that's fair to say there's something different. I don't think there's something wrong in terms of like an injury, but there is something different for sure.
40-40 is where we stand right now. As Craig said in one of his casts, they're like the beginning of the season, where they were at the beginning of the season, so to speak, as far as whether you win more or you lose more, but we're at 40-40. What can we do to not limp into the All-Star break? What's the remedy?
It's going to be interesting, guys. I think all of a sudden this weekend will be a real test for this team to see what they're about. Again, we've seen it a ton this season with a very young team. You've really liked what they're all about because they've had all these great comeback wins and last at-bat wins. I think it's 17 last at-bat wins, which is one of the highest numbers in baseball. So that's a great, great sign. And they're in a stretch. They're in a stretch where they're not playing well. They did not play well for 3 days in Detroit over 4 games. And they got beat by a team that's really struggled this year. So, nobody's happy about it in that clubhouse. They're grinding. I know we've talked so much about the schedule, and I think that's fair. But as Tito said, every team goes through that kind of stuff. And to be really a really strong major league team, You have to battle through the schedule quirks that may cause you to play a bunch of games in a short period of time, which is what the Guardians are in. They just didn't look sharp over a three-day period. So I think the hope is the off day today kind of gives them a chance to catch their breath, and then they play another team that's struggled mightily this year, but it's a young team with some up-and-coming talent. So, it could be a very dangerous situation again, and then we'll find out a little bit more this weekend for sure.
What interaction do you have with the players these days with that, as far as feeling an attitude or what their spirits seem like, or how you sort of see this young team kind of getting through this problem?
A little bit. I had a good conversation with Tristan McKenzie earlier in the week, and he said, look, they're confident, they're battling through, they're not happy with how it's going, but it's just the reality of it. They played a lot of games in a short period of time. I mean, three day-night doubleheaders in a week's time is going to stress you, and it might not be that particular day, but, it might hit you a day or two down the road, and I think we've seen a little bit of that, but, you just battle through, and for a lot of these guys, it's their first full season in the major leagues, and that comes into play. That's the thing, for a young player in his first major league season, they're battling through to bring energy and be sharp and all that. There's still 80 games to go, or 82 to go. So they still have a ways yet to go, and there's a lot of baseball left to be played. So, they really – there's no hiding in this game, I guess is the best way to put it.
And there's no getting away from these. We got another doubleheader, a day-night, right, on Tuesday with the White Sox, and then an extra game added for the Tigers. I'm looking – I have an older schedule that has, extra spaces, and now you're like, okay, now everybody's – we're filling in with all these games. So that late start where they had to move games in and this rainout stuff, really the schedule has a weird rhythm to it this year, I think, and I don't know if that plays into it too.
It does. There's a lot of holes that were in the original schedule that have been filled due to rainouts and also the lockout games that we're making up. So between doubleheaders and no off days, it's been a grind.
Yeah. Well, it gives us a chance to see more players, people first time coming up, first hits or things like that. So at least kind of gets at this point, you hope this plants the seeds for experience that pays off later. That's kind of what you hope for a lot of times in situations like this.
That is absolutely true. You try and look at the positives, and that's where we're at. Bruce, I have my time limit is up. Have another place I got
to
go.
All right, I'll send you off to your next location. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for this morning, Rosie. I appreciate it. Thanks,
guys. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. Jim Rosenhaus joining us here this morning, talking Guardians baseball. It's brought to you by your Tuffy Auto Service Center, and also your North Ridgeville convenient Sunoco.